Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're here at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City. And right now we're sitting with author and illustrator and cartoonist Patrick McDonnell. And he has written a new book, a children's book called The Monster's Monster. Okay, now the book is about three little monsters who build a huge monster of their own to be the baddest of them all. But this new creature turns out to be far from what they expected. Patrick, have you always wanted to retell this Frankenstein-type story this way?
No, you know, actually, I wasn't sure what I was going to do. I had just finished Me, Jane, and that was a book about Jane Goodall, and I was trying to figure out what do you do after you do a book about Jane Goodall? And I just started sketching a bunch of different ideas. I think I presented my editor about 10 different ideas for the next book. And one of them was Monster Monster, which turned out to be my favorite, too. So, and Monster Monster was just, I think, you know, as an artist, I'm just always sketching funny little characters. And these three little monsters appeared in my notebooks. And I was trying to figure out what their story could be. And that was sort of how it started.
Now, how'd you come up with the story idea?
Well, you know, I drew these little creepy looking guys, and I was trying to think, well, what makes them monsters? You know, why are they monsters? And I was thinking, had more to do with your thoughts, you know, the crazy thoughts in your head, and that, you know, maybe if they could get rid of those crazy thoughts, they wouldn't be monsters anymore. And that sort of was the beginning of the story. And so they're always fighting among themselves, so who's the worst monster? So they decide to build the worst monster possible, and they build this giant Frankenstein type monster who turns out just to be happy to be alive. And he kind of teaches them that, you know, he sort of gives them back the gift of life, that the world is beautiful, and sees it through an innocent child's eyes, and they kind of forget that they're monsters.
You are an author, you are an illustrator, you are a cartoonist. Let's talk about the illustrator part now. What was different with your illustration style for this particular book?
You know, I think it was, this is the biggest size book I did. All my other books were kind of small and intimate. But I figured it's a book about a big monster. I needed to have a bigger size. So it was really fun to open up and have more room to play with.
Demographic you're looking at here, the age for the kids?
You know, I always think my books are for everybody, but 3 to 7.
You want to sell it to everybody is basically what you want to do. What are you working on now?
You know, this book is going to come out in September, and I'm just starting to doodle again to see what my next book is, and I'm not sure what that is yet. One of the doodles will speak to me.
So you just start doodling and the story idea pops into your head?
You know, you have to have a lot of faith when you're an author and illustrator. You just start doodling and eventually something starts speaking to you.
Well, and you're also a cartoonist. You have your cartoon strip Mutz is in a number of papers nationwide. Yes.
Yeah, Mutz is in 750 newspapers, and actually my first five children books were about the Mutz characters, The Gift of Nothing, Just Like Heaven, Hug Time, Wag, and South.
All right. Well, Patrick, we really appreciate it. The book is called The Monster's Monster. Patrick McDonald is the author and the illustrator. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you so much.